Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma Ba'ad. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this beautiful silsila of Madani channel. As usual, inshallah, we will discuss few verses of the Holy Quran with brief tafsir. In the verse number 105 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal says,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Listen, O Muslims, those who are disbelievers, be they people of the book or the polytheists, they do not desire that any good should reach you from your Lord. And Allah selects whomsoever He wills for His mercy. And Allah is the possessor of great bounty. In this verse, it is made clear that none of those who disbelieve amongst the people of the book desired that anything good be sent upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as prophethood, the Holy Quran, any guidance or beneficial teaching of Islam, etc. But Allah Azza wa Jal chooses for His mercy, for His religion, for prophethood, for Islam, and for the book whom He wills, and that is the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the possessor of great bounty. This verse explains a profound message to us that disbelievers cannot ever be considered as well-wishers of Muslims. And those who disregard this fact will eventually become victims of their deception, unfortunately. So Muslims must take a clear message and lesson from this verse.
ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
When we abrogate a verse or cause it to be forgotten, we shall bring one better or one similar to it. O listener, do you not know that Allah can do everything? When the disbelievers began to ridicule the matter of abrogation, pointing out to the previous books of Allah Azza wa Jal, like the Torah and Injil, the Bible, saying that none of their rulings were abrogated, they mockingly pointed out that one day Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders his companions one thing, and then the next day he forbids it. So in order to answer them, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse, saying that Allah abrogates a verse either including its recital or only its command, but its recital continues. Whatever Allah abrogates or causes you to forget from His verses, He brings in place a better one that is more beneficial for His bondsmen, either because it is easier to implement or contains greater reward. O listener, do you not know that Allah has power over all things, including abrogating and substituting verses? The question here is meant as an affirmative. It means that actually Allah Azza wa Jal has the power to do that.
أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
O listener, do you not know that the kingdom of the heavens and the earth is only for Allah? And O Muslims, other than Allah, you have no guardian nor any helper. In this verse, it is said that, do you not know that to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and He does what He wills, and that you have no one besides Allah as your protector to safeguard you, nor any helper beside Him to protect you from His punishment. The part of the ayat which says you have no guardian nor any helper refers to idols, whom the idol worshippers would turn to in worship and seek their help. This does not refer to the prophets alayhimus salam and saints, the awliya Allah, the pious people, as misinterpreted by some misguided translators and commentators of the Holy Quran. Their help in reality is the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. The help of the prophets and the awliya Allah is indeed the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, they cannot be compared with idols.
أَمْ تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسْأَلُوا رَسُولَكُمْ كَمَا سُئِلَ مُوسَى مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمَنْ يَتَبَدَّلِ الْكُفْرَ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ.
Do you also wish to question your messenger regarding vain matters like Musa was questioned previously? And whoever exchanges faith for disbelief, he has gone astray from the right path. This verse was revealed in response to some disbelievers of Makkatul Mukarrama wanting to test the spiritual power of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by challenging him to turn Mount Safa into a heap of gold. So Allah Azza wa Jal responded by saying, O people, do you desire to question your messenger in the same trivial way as Musa was questioned by his people before? This was when they insisted on him to make it possible for them to see Allah Azza wa Jal with their own eyes, amongst other things. So Allah Azza wa Jal further states that whoever prefers disbelief over belief by refraining from contemplating on the clear proofs provided by Allah Azza wa Jal has definitely strayed from the right path, meaning that he has strayed from the path to Jannah, path to paradise.
وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِندِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ فَاعْفُوا وَاصْفَحُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Many people of the book desired if only they could turn you to disbelief after faith out of sheer jealousy of their hearts. Even after this, that the truth has completely manifested upon them. So leave and overlook them until Allah issues His command. Undoubtedly, Allah is powerful over everything. O Muslims, many from the people of the book long that they might tempt any one of you towards disbelief after you have believed. And they do this out of sheer jealousy in their hearts. This was due to the inherent wickedness of their souls that provoked them to adopt this attitude. Despite the fact that the truth was manifest to them, with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being clearly mentioned in the Torah initially, Allah Azza wa Jal advised patience of overlooking their behavior and restraining themselves, awaiting the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, acknowledging that Allah Azza wa Jal has power over all things. Then later on, the ruling of the following part of the verse, so leave and overlook them, was abrogated with many verses that advocated war with those disbelievers who intended to destroy Islam.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
And keep salah established and pay zakat. And whatever good you shall send ahead for yourselves, you shall find it all with Allah. Undoubtedly, Allah is observing your deeds. The command mentioned in this verse, which is keep salah established, it implies that your life must regularly revolve around the five daily salahs, which is an obligatory duty. And so is the paying of zakat. It has to be paid when due and in full. Whatever good is performed in the way of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal and to His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, besides your obligatory duties, such as observing kinship and voluntary charity, which you offer for the benefit of your own souls, you shall certainly find its multiple reward with Allah Azza wa Jal. Undoubtedly, Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of everyone, your intentions and your actions. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learnt a few verses of the Holy Quran with its brief tafsir. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and practice Quran and practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever in the world you are, stay in touch with Dawat Islami, because Dawat Islami is doing wonderful work. Keep watching Madani channel, travel in Madani Qafilas. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.